I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Cancer screening and detecting and treating cancer early helps to save lives. Dr. Ray DuBois is here to talk about the various types of recommended cancer screening. Dr. DuBois is the Dean of the College of Medicine, and he's the Director of Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. DuBois, when it comes to cancer, it seems like early detection is key for getting the very best outcomes for the individual patient and saving lives.
Bobby, that's correct. And you know, researchers are constantly trying to pinpoint new ways to find cancer in its earliest stages when it's more treatable and even curable in some cases. When we can't find it early enough, the chances for survival go down dramatically. And just to illustrate that, almost 90% of patients who are diagnosed with any type of localized cancer can survive for 5 years, in contrast to only 21% of patients who are diagnosed with a metastatic cancer of any kind. So we want to get this word out to the public so they can take advantage of these screening tests.
Let's talk about specific cancer screening tests that can make a really big difference as far as early detection. What's on that list?
Well, there are certain numbers that we do routinely, certainly for breast, cervical, lung, colon, and there's the prostate screening.
And what's the impact from those cancer screening tests, the potential impact?
It's pretty significant. For example, since 1950, the Pap test has reduced the mortality of cervical cancer in the U.S. approximately 70%. With annual mammograms, they've really helped reduce the mortality from breast cancer by nearly 40% since 1990. And in fact, 40% of those lives saved are in women younger than 50. So it's important to start that at age 40 to get the maximal impact.
And what about the impact of colon cancer screening?
Colon cancer screening is a huge impact. It decreases mortality by 35%. There's two types, the stool-based testing for either blood or DNA, and then there's the visual exams like the colonoscopy or the colonographies, and all of those are helpful. And getting it starting now at the age of 45 is the recommendation.
And what about keeping up with skin cancer and melanoma screening?
Yeah, skin is, you know, one of the commonest cancers here. We get so much sun exposure that it's important to look out for it. And when it's picked up early enough, they can just remove it completely by excision or other types of surgeries and essentially cured. Once they get more well-developed, it's much harder to treat.
And what about prostate cancer screening?
Prostate cancer is one that's been complicated. I mean, we use the prostate-specific antigen blood test with or without a rectal exam, and it does help pick up cancer earlier when it's more treatable, but the problem is there's a lot of false positives and false negatives because of the way the test is done and how it behaves. So sometimes it leads to unnecessary surgeries and unnecessary types of interventions. And so that one is still being evaluated, and individuals need to decide between them and their doctor they want to be screened for that one, unless there's some symptoms or other things that cause concern.
Dr. DuBois, thanks for this information about cancer screening.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.